obviously the league is a passing league, but as offensive linemen, how much do you appreciate the ability to go run for 185 yards?
Yeah, that's good stuff. I mean, that's what you that's why we get paid the big bucks, or that's what we think, right? No, but that's our goal. We like to establish the game up front and help slow some things down for the guys behind us, and that's pretty cool stuff when you see those big runs popping going by you, and fans get into it and defense starts to wear down a bit. That's, you know, that's what we strive to be about.
Had you seen that sort of tough inside running from Denard last week while you were on the practice field? I mean, did you know that he was going to do that, or was that a bit of a surprise for you guys?
I think all the guys have really been doing a great job working. I mean, we meet with the running backs once a week or twice a week, and T. Rich is in there, you know, just talking to them. We get to hear about what they're hearing, and they get to hear about what we're hearing. So it kind of melds together, and we get a better understanding of what's going on in the big picture. But you just hear them constantly talking about hitting the holes and, you know, encouraging them to, you know, run hard. And they're doing a great job of it, and it finally paid off big dividends on Sunday. But that's something we've been working on for a couple weeks now, and hopefully it keeps rolling.
So we're at a point now in the season where there is some cohesion between all phases of the offense, and sometimes that takes time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, like Gus always talks about, race to maturity. We don't want it to take time. We want it to happen now. And you got to make it happen now. And it happened, but it's got to be consistent. So, you know, there's still a lot of room for growth. And, you know, we're looking forward to the next challenge.
Dolphins don't give up much on the ground. What stands out to you about their defensive front? And what do you have to get done to find some creases?
Yeah, they're big. They're athletic. They flash and make a lot of plays on film. And, it'll be a tough challenge, but, I think as long as we're consistently finishing, as long as we're sustaining blocks and, giving Denard or Toby or, you know, whoever it might be, those little gaps, and they're hitting them like they have been, the runs are going to be there, and that'll set up, and we'll play off that off everything else in the offense, and we'll have success. But, you know, it's important to start that today and kind of roll it into Sunday.
How good did it feel to have that crowd behind you on Sunday, and how important is it this week, you know, knowing you're not going to be back for a month?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you give them something to get excited about, and you show that, you know, what it can be like, and you see what it can be like, and that the energy in the building, you could just feel it. Even driving home, there seemed to be a little more traffic, which was a nice thing heading home, but after the game, but that was good stuff. And yeah, obviously it's important every week to get that home field advantage, but you know, as long as we keep improving, showing our guts and our grit, and I know they'll be here, and it'll be exciting going forward.